European security officials have reacted cautiously to the revelation that the Trump administration accidentally included a journalist on a text chat discussing details of a military operation in Yemen. As Willem Marx reports from London, reactions have been varied, but many in Europe admit the incident only underlines the fraying of transatlantic relations.
The UK is America's closest ally for intelligence sharing and has played a small, significant role in operations against Houthi forces in Yemen at the centre of the recent revelations from journalist Jeffrey Goldberg. So it was unsurprising British politicians fielded thorny inquiries about the security lapse, including UK Minister for the Armed Forces Luke Pollard, who faced repeated questions in Parliament. One lawmaker asked what would happen to UK officials if they shared sensitive military details in a similar fashion. Here's Pollard's response.
My general rule would be that if there's operational decisions that are being taken, we should all, regardless of our role within defence, take our information sharing seriously, and there would be a clear consequence and disciplinary process for anyone that wouldn't be following those procedures.
It's not acceptable, is it?
The UK's Deputy Prime Minister, Angela Rayner, avoided any undiplomatic language when she was repeatedly pressed on the topic in a BBC interview.
We've been sharing intelligence and information for many decades, and we continue to do that through our secure networks. It is for the US and the US President and the government to explain and decide what they're doing in regards to their security and that signal messaging group.
Across Europe, the focus has been on the Trump administration's sometimes scornful attitude towards European defence capabilities, as Germany's most read newspaper Das Bild reported in its audio version. Aside from the laxity with which the world's most powerful politician shared top-secret military strikes in an unsecured chat group, a reporter from Das Bild wrote, the unfriendly words towards Europe from the Americans are further proof that the US no longer considers us a vital ally. But Europe should not be surprised, said Pierre Aski, an editorial writer speaking on French public radio. For Europeans, there's a sense of a broken relationship in discovering the extent of American hostility, Aski said. But like in love, there is life after a breakup, and it's important to make the most of your new life. There was some satisfaction at the lapse too, including in the audio version of Italian newspaper Corriere della Sera. We can't have someone in the Oval Office who doesn't understand the meaning of the word classified, the newspaper quoted President Trump as saying during the 2016 presidential election campaign. Then it showcased his opponent in that race, Hillary Clinton, reacting this week on social media, you've got to be kidding. The breakdown in transatlantic ties, the messages reveal, is troubling, though, says Ian Lesser, a distinguished fellow at the German Marshall Fund of the United States think tank.
It's really unprecedented. And these are not challenges the European institutions are well set up to deal with. Perhaps individual leaders in Europe will react, you know, in different ways to it. But Brussels itself, the European Union itself, NATO certainly, with the US as part of it, is simply not well set up to address this multifaceted challenge.
As European governments step up the defence spending, many in Europe say their militaries must soon be more ready to operate without US help. For NPR News, I'm Willem Marx in London.
And a note that NPR's CEO Catherine Marr is chair of the board of Signal Foundation, which runs the Signal messaging app.